Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There's no doubt about it. Things change in summertime. Kids are out of school, the days last longer, it's hot, and friends and families pop in and out on their vacations. To parents, things may seem no different. After all, most of us must still go to work every day and earn our living just as any other time of the year. But a wise parent will understand that summertime is different for children, and that this is a great opportunity to get even closer as a family. Contrary to popular belief, family fun does not have to be expensive. Last night, my family got together in the living room, and Evie started things off by asking each one of us what was our favorite memory of each of the others. It was so sweet to hear Renee and Alex tell stories, some that I had forgotten, of times that they wrestled and did crazy things together, and how they remembered a game of hide-and-go-seek I played with them probably 12 years ago. And then that story reminded us of another time when they were little, how we put pantyhose over our heads like bank robbers and scared Mommy when she got home from a women's meeting. Alex looked so funny because the stocking smashed his nose completely flat. How sweet it was to sit there and reminisce. Next thing you know, the kids were pulling out old videos that we took of them when they were just toddlers. Last night was a night that we'll all remember forever. And you know what it cost us? Nothing. Not a penny. You know, commercialization has conditioned us to believe that in order to have family fun, we have to spend $50 at the movie theaters or $200 at a theme park. Now, there's definitely nothing wrong with any of those activities, but there is something very wrong with the feeling that family fun must cost money. It's just not so. I've talked to people that say they simply cannot sit down with their kids and have a discussion like I just described. They say, I can't get my kids away from the television or their video games. If that's the case for you, you've got to do something to change it. Let your kids know how much it would mean to you to sit and talk, and then let them have plenty of time to share their memories and thoughts, no matter how silly. To borrow from a popular commercial, the cost of sitting and talking? Zero. The cost of summertime family fun? Priceless. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.